Welcome back to West Coast XE. I'm your host, Ken Martinez. If you're watching on YouTube, if you could press the subscribe button, if you're listening either on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please click on the follow button. That would be very helpful. In today's episode, we talk to our friend Todd Tokobu, who is our photographer friend in the Bay Area. And we have this idea of like saying goodbye to our wonderful seniors, and we kind of talk about some of the seniors that had incredible impacts on their teams and on their in their seasons in California, Oregon, and Washington. So hang in there. We'll get you to that in a second. I just want to do a couple of shout outs. Our friend Russell in Washington went up to a Renton, Washington, and took pictures of the Brooks PR. There were a couple of amazing performances. Jane Hedegren, again, from Temp View, did an amazing job of breaking another record. 917, that's incredible. My wife ran at Thousand Oaks High School, and her coach was Jack Farrell. And he later coached a girl named Kim Mortensen in the 90s, and she ran 948, and that was the two-mile record for about 20 years, I want to say, until it was broken in the mid-2010s, 15s or so. And now it's like 30 seconds faster. It's unbelievable. And then also Cooper Lutenkaus, I'm not going to say his name correctly. Sorry about that. He's from Justin Northwest in Texas. He's a sophomore. It was going to happen. He broke Michael Granville's long, almost 30-year record in the 800. He ran 146. Owen Powell was right on his back, though. And so he also ran 146. So there are two national records broken on Sunday. Anyway, Russell Moore's Instagram account is right here. You'll see it if you're watching on YouTube. And you can go on there and go to the bio, his bio, and look at those photos. I went to Los Angeles. My two daughters are runners and ran high school and cross country track and field and did in college. And so they are adults now, but they signed up for the After Dark Tour that Nike put on at SoFi Stadium. My youngest daughter was a pacer for people. She held a sign and they ran the half marathon in 2 hours. And my older daughter ran it for all the chips. She was running as fast as she could. And I took pictures. You know, I was there watching my daughters. And so I'll have that up too on our website, westcoastxe.com, if you were there or just want to check out the fun that people had in Los Angeles running that race. And so you can find those on our website. This weekend, I'm going to be at two places. I'll be in Eugene at Hayward Field at the University of Oregon Wednesday through Saturday for the NCAA Championship. Look for those photos when I'm done with them and done editing them. Then on Sunday, we have something called the Portland Track Festival, which is a great event that has high school athletes running, you know, their last possible high school race before they shut down for cross country. You have college athletes that either didn't make it to NCAA and wanted one more chance to race, or they did run at the NCAAs in Eugene, and they're going to run one more race before they hop on their plane and go back to their hometown. And then you have professional athletes trying to make those qualifying times for the USATF championships and later on to get a qualifying time for world championships. It'll be in Tokyo. So that is this weekend. Look for those photos too. So now let's go talk to Todd and talk about some of our highlights of the year with our seniors. Well, we're happy to have Todd back. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Ken. How's it going?
Good. Todd, looks like your backdrop is filling up.
Yeah, I'm slowly moving back in here. I keep having to add shelves because of the amount of stuff that I keep unpacking out here. So, yes, it keeps filling in.
Todd had his house remodeled, and he was, if you go to December and November, he was in an apartment, and now he's back at home sweet home and unpacking.
Yes.
Hey, last week, I can't remember if it was Thursday or Friday or Wednesday, we made a post about summer practices, and it's still on our bio if you go on our Instagram account. I'll do another post this week for summer practices. Doesn't that sound like fun, Todd?
I was actually inspired by what you had done last year and kind of went out on my own with some of the local teams out here, but I'm looking to help out with more of the teams in the Bay Area this year.
Yeah, so what happens is a kid or a coach will fill out the form, the Google form, and tell us like, hey, we practice on these days. We have a moratorium. That's what they call in Oregon. They have like a dead period where you cannot practice. And then also we're going to a camp at Lake Tahoe or Bend, Oregon, someplace wonderful. It doesn't mean that it's just we could show up there too. Like I've been to Mammoth. I can't say I'll do that again this year. It's kind of expensive to go there for us, but you know, it could happen. One thing I don't think I can do is Flagstaff. That is such a long ways from Beaverton, Oregon. A lot of LA teams go to Flagstaff. Anyway, but I will like send questionnaires out to the coach and the coach answers it and we do photos. But Todd, we have this new thing called YouTube. We could do a little maybe video interviews, video action of the runs and be part of our weekly YouTube. That's I'm kind of thinking maybe evolving into that, which will be really fun.
Well, if we're going to be doing videos, I'm going to have to work on some of my video skills here then.
I just do it on your phone. It wouldn't be like you know, it would be mostly photos, but we'll see. I don't even know if how I'll be able to do it, but we have this like video thing going on here. But one thing you should know, we're just guys that have normal lives, and so we can't get to everybody's practices. And if it works out with our schedule, we'd love to come and we'll just see what happens. And I'll put another post up pretty soon so you'll see it again and fill that form out, and then we'll map out our summer.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, we want to talk about the class of 2025. And Todd, I'm going to get a little weepy-eyed here. So I started this account in 21, 22 school year. That's the freshman year of these seniors. And I was actually coaching at Aloha High School in Beaverton, Oregon. I wasn't planning on starting this account until after I finished coaching. But my daughter said, you should start early. And so I started like around the state meet time in November of 2021. So I went to the Oregon and I went to the California state meet. And then there was a meetup in Washington I went to because NXN wasn't going that year because of COVID. And so we went to like that version of it in up north of Seattle. And then I started doing track. Anyway, Todd, my point is these seniors were, some of them were outstanding freshmen. My first year I was taking photos and many of them started becoming superstars as sophomores. And so I've been taking photos of these kids for 4, 3 years and I'm sad to see them go.
It's pretty amazing. As we talk through some of the kids, particularly in California, some of the kids I've seen, well, some of them I've seen for 4 years. So I totally know how you feel.
Yeah, so it's kind of a, you know, bittersweet. Good to see them go on to the next level, but we I enjoy taking their pictures the last few years. So I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna go north to south. So I'm gonna start with some Washington kids we want to give a shout out to. Of course, in Washington, you have to start with Owen Powell. He was a freshman when I first started doing this. He was pretty good as a freshman. What made him interesting is his parents were big time coaches at the University of Washington and at Oregon, ran at Stanford. So I was aware of him based on his parents. And then he's finished with a flourish with running 356. But do you know he ran 146 on Sunday at the Brooks PR race?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
The times that these kids are hitting is just amazing as seniors in high school.
Yeah. And he ran like an 838, 3200 while doing a league meet. It was like probably by himself.
Might be more impressive.
Yeah, that's really impressive. That's faster when he ran at Arcadia when he had all those kids chasing him and stuff. So another kid is Connor Boyle of Tahoma. Vincent Recupio has had a very long career. I took his picture. He almost won the 1600 as a freshman. He's like, you know, finished third, but he's right there at the finish line. Connor Rickey of Issaquah has had a nice long career. He's going to go to Santa Clara, which is out in your neck of the woods.
Right the corner.
And Cade Brownell of Mount Spokane has been on two Foot Locker teams. And other Washington kids are the kids from Mercer Island. Victoria and Sophia Rodriguez have only been there. This is their second year. And Victoria's a senior. But I should mention Sophia. She's not a senior, but Victoria's a senior. And it's going to be headed off to Wake Forest and made it to NXN. And Electra Higgins of Peninsula. We didn't see her during track season. Hope she's well. But she made it to NXN. And Alexa Matora. I went to a meet in Washington. You know, I was coaching track. I was busy. We had like the Jesuit Twilight Relays on Friday. And I said, well, if I'm West Coast XC, I got to go see a Seattle meet. So the next day, my wife and I drove up to, I think, Shoreline or Shorewood High School. And Alexa Matora was a freshman. And she, I think, won her heat or finished second in her heat as a freshman. So it was the first time I saw her. But she's run well this year. She ran at Brooks PR and she ran it at Arcadia. So those are the Washington kids. Now we're getting closer to your home turf, California. We're in Oregon. And with Oregon, you got to talk about the Crater Boys, Tavon Kitchen and Josiah Tostenson.
They had a great year. I remember seeing them. I think one of the first times we saw each other down in Clovis for the Clovis Invitational. We saw them there. They showed really well there.
Yeah, and Josiah won it.
Yeah.
I went to the a Woodbridge Invitational on in September, and Josiah and Owen Powell went neck and neck to the finish, which happened again at Arcadia. They were the two kids at the finish at Arcadia, two Northwest kids. Josiah, when he was a freshman, beat his teammate Tyrone Gorzy, who has one of the most prolific Oregon high school careers at Crater. He beat his teammate as a
Wow.
freshman. And then Tavon's really come on strong the last couple of
Yeah.
years and ran 758 in the 3000. Unbelievable. And you feel bad for Hayden Boaz. He's in the same division, 5A, but he has been to NXN. Dylan Weiniger of Sherwood won the 15 and the 3 recently and with like closing speed. I want to mention Zafer Corsell and Brendan McEwen. They run for Franklin, and the two of them have been a duo for a while now, and they got their team, the whole team, to NXN in the junior year.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then on
That's
the
amazing when you get those kind of guys that can hit low sticks. I mean, they can take these teams all over the place.
correct. That was the bummer about Josiah Tostenson. He got sick at NXR in Boise, and you give up 120 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, he finishes fifth or fourth. I mean, that's
Yeah, it's
Tavon
basically
won
from
it.
zero.
Yeah, Tavon won it. And then it just changes NXN. You have a shot at NXN too. It's just bad timing. We know people, it's just a vulnerable time in November. I had a guest on last week that was saying that, like Eisenhower High School in Yakima before COVID, they were wearing masks right around November. It made them go to school with masks on before that was common
Yeah.
because you're trying to protect yourself from getting sick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Northwest is going to be in the spotlight in the fall because I guess USATF is going to move the cross country championships alongside NXN as well.
Yes, which is interesting because that's a muddy, sloppy course.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a muddy, sloppy course for the pros. It's wild, Todd. It's a very interesting part of Portland because we had no rain last year for 2 weeks. Then it rained like overnight, and then it just got messed up.
Waterfall, from what I remember.
Yeah. And it just wasn't even that. You would think it would hold a little bit, but it didn't hold. I want to mention some girls, Chloe Heiler and her sister Hannah Heiler at Lake Ridge. They just moved to Oregon in the middle of their high school career. They started in Nevada for 2 years and then
Oh.
dominated Oregon cross country and track. Emily Wisniewski of Crescent Valley. Speaking of another freshman, she came to our invitational, Nike Portland XC, as a freshman and won cross country and track. She won eight titles. She won every title you can win.
Amazing.
Oregon 5A, and she finished, I think, second at NXN as a junior. She's had a prolific career. She's going to go to North Carolina State. I want to mention Emma Bennett of Jesuit. She had injuries this year, and so we didn't see very much of her, but she had a really amazing career. Also, her dad is Coach Bennett of Nike, if anybody keeps track of Nike running. And I was at a Nike event this weekend in LA, a half marathon, and there was a huge line so everybody could meet Coach Bennett at the packet pickup. It was
Not for the Twilight.
like the After Dark tour with
Yeah, the After
Doechii and
Dark Tour.
Skinner. Yeah. And so we had to go pick up our my daughter had to go pick up her bib at the parking lot. Like, it was at a parking lot, top floor of the parking lot at a fancy
Yeah.
mall called The Grove. And there's these lines all over the place. One of the lines was to get have milk, don't ask me what that is, do makeup. And then have another line was for them to go say hi to Coach Bennett, which is Emma's dad. So that was really cool to see. And then other girls I would like to mention is Daisy Lalonde. She competes in the lower divisions for Eastland Christian. She dominated. Sophia Malinowski of Lincoln won the 800 2 years in a row. And from and Lincoln had two teams go to NXN. So that's the Pacific Northwest. And now we're going to go to Todd's home turf. And let's talk girls first. Riley Blade of Santiago Corona. I really don't remember her as a freshman, but I do remember as a sophomore. She started dominating. She actually won the 3200 as a sophomore. I think she was a soccer player that transitioned to cross country, and maybe that's why I didn't see her freshman year, or maybe she was running, but I don't really remember her being a dominant force. But she started really being big time as a sophomore.
Yeah, the Southern California team, there are also just so many people out there. It's once you kind of break out of that pack, it's we get to see them, especially if they're freshmen or sophomores, we get to see them really dominate through
She's
all of
done it.
California meets.
Yeah, she's had a great career, and ran at Brooks PR Sunday and ran really well. And not as fast as Jane Hedegren, but that's no shame. I'm not as fast as her
That's probably a whole nother podcasting conversation.
either.
That
It's
was
crazy.
amazing.
9:17 for the 3200. I thought she'd run the 3000. I was so confused. And then we want to talk about a young lady that didn't have a track season. She chose not to run for her high school. Sadie Inglehart. She's from Ventura. I grew up in Ventura County. That's the county seat. So I knew about her as a sixth, seventh, and eighth grader because she was doing amazing stuff. As an eighth grader, she came up to the Portland Track Festival,
Oh,
and
wow.
yeah, and did was running in the pro races. And so I knew she was coming, and she sure demonstrated her greatness throughout her career at in the state of California.
Yeah, and it's been at all levels. It was cross country. It's been, at the 800. In, she had the memorable thing at last year at state where she dropped the baton in the 4x8 and still ran amazing anchor leg. So, yeah, it's been amazing to watch her run.
Yeah, and she was setting all these records in the mile in the 1600, which she no longer has. This another podcast about Jane Hedegren, but she was doing that. She's got the California records, and she was doing it in cross country too. She was going to the state meet and at Clovis Invitational and getting the Woodbridge times.
It was always her at the top of the list, along with Riley Blade. Sometimes in some of the track meets a couple years ago, it was Hannah Thompson. It was amazing to watch her run. She's always at the top for the last few years.
I'm going to talk about two Southern Section gals, and I'm going to go to your section in a second here. Holly Barker, I want to say she ran for Laguna High School for her first 2 years and ran at Chabuco Hills. But she when she was at Laguna, and I apologize if I got the wrong beach community in Orange County, but she was also a dominant force there. I remember taking pictures of her as a freshman all the way into her senior year. And Abby Arrington, also I went to visit my parents in her freshman year, and I saw her run at a meet. It was like an Arcadia warm-up meet. It was like your last chance to qualify for Arcadia, and it was at Arcadia in South Pasadena. It's very close there. And I saw her run as a younger person, and she's had a great career. She beat Hannah Thompson in the 3A Division III cross country championship. But now let's talk about the Division III queen, Hannah Thompson from NCS North. What does that mean? North
North
Central
Coast section.
North Coast section, which is like north of the Golden Gate Bridge and then kind of the East Bay area. Is that correct?
Bay, yeah, most like the Santa Rosa area out into Napa. It goes up a ways into Ukiah and stuff like that. But yeah, it's most of those schools and a lot of the East Bay schools as well, but not quite to Sacramento.
Yeah, we're probably talking Vacaville, or no, Vacaville's in Sacramento, right?
Vacaville is in San Joaquin section, I think.
Okay, all right. So won't bore you with geography, but I'm fascinated by geography. So you're talking like Hannah Thompson. I fly down to the state meet. I'm there to see two things. I'm here to there to see the new, amazing Newbury Park boys team. And I'm there to also see Sadie Inglehart. She's just was a freshman, and she lost to Dalia Frias of MiraCosta. And I'm familiar with her because I don't know if you can see it here, but she ran at Nike Portland XC as a senior. Dalia did, and so I was aware of her. I knew she was pretty good. And but Hannah Thompson went as a freshman, and has had quite a career.
And I've watched her since she was a freshman, and in our section, you just penciled her in for first place every year. And I particularly for cross country and the 3200. And the bigger development on her team was, her two teammates, Amory Lacefield and Cela Kittlestrom. The last 2 years, they've also really rose up the ranks also. So, I mean, Montgomery is a relatively small school, but they did a lot of stuff really running three deep as a team. So.
And Hannah Thompson had the most incredible state meet last 2 weeks ago, where
Oh,
she
yeah.
35, finished second,
Well,
but by a thousandth of a second.
I think we got a preview of that out of Dublin too, when she doubled on the 800 and 3200. And
Yeah.
it was just amazing.
Yeah. And
She's
then
had a
she
great
comes
track
back.
season.
It's 104. She comes back and runs and wins like 948. That's a very, I mean, she's a person that had broken 10 before, but not by that much. And 948 was a huge PR for her. After falling at the finish line in the 1600, it was pretty incredible.
Yeah, it was amazing. I watched it on video. There was no way I was going to stand out there in 100-degree heat in Fresno.
Yeah,
Sorry.
it's okay. And then she goes to the Hoka meet like on Thursday and runs 4:33. Just keeps rolling. So.
Yeah, it's been great to see her run kind of like at this extended peak. Like since Dublin, she's just really been on a roll and just been really able to tear through everything.
Yeah, she won the 3200 as a freshman, and then Riley Blade won it the next year, and Jalen Williams won it the next year, and then she reclaimed it, which is pretty cool. And she lost her 3 year title at cross country to Abby Arrington, but saw Abby Arrington a couple times, like at Arcadian at the state meet, and took care of that too. So she definitely ran with a statement and was going to finish on a high
She'll be
note.
at Stanford next year.
She'll be at Stanford next year. We hope to see her race many times in the future. Yeah, at Stanford, that's going to be amazing.
And then speaking of Stanford and Palo Alto, there's also Kinga Zakowska out of Palo Alto. She's had an amazing season as well.
She's had an amazing season as well. Yeah, last year at the 1600 in the prelims, she fell, and you're just like, oh no. And I didn't know if she was a junior or a senior in life. So, okay, she's a junior. She's got another year. Goodness. And yeah, she had a
Yeah,
good
and
cross
she,
country season. And
yeah, from cross country into track, obviously. She's been the class of CCS for the CCS girls this year.
yeah, and then she did go down to Arcadia and won all the races she was in. You know, the heats that she was in, she won the distance medley with her team. And then, boy, I'm gonna use my memory here, but she won a fast heat of, I want to say, the 800 with a lot
Yeah,
of
and she's also done it at all distances as
Yeah.
well this season.
Yeah, she's had a fantastic career, and she's a senior.
And
And
then before we leave the girls, we should talk about Eleanor Raker from, even though she's from Nevada, we saw her at a ton of meets. She's out of Galena. She had a really great season as well.
she's been to Foot Locker 2 years in a row. And yeah, I guess you can count Reno as part of Northern California.
I'm from Tahoe and I count myself from California, so it's close enough.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're from Reno and you want to get high quality racing, you have to come to Sacramento in the Bay Area. It's just pretty much, it's a not, it's not, it's the huge gap between there and Las Vegas. It's a long way, so it's the logical place is to go to Northern California cities of Sacramento in the Bay Area. Now, on the boys' side, it was a very deep group of boys that we're gonna say goodbye to.
This group is just amazing from, I mean, you started out with 10 here, but it's like I added another six or seven on top of
Sure.
that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that some of them really came on this year too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used this list based on the 5000 in cross country, but I know what you're thinking about in terms of kids that ran the 3200 and the 1600
Yeah.
and really separated themselves even more this spring. Ian Turk had a great senior year. He's been a pretty good runner all his career. Wood Chris Christian is out in Riverside. It's Division Five, small school, but
Yep.
him and Landon Preachy ran the two of the fastest times ever on the Woodbridge course. It doesn't matter what division.
Yeah.
Then at the 3200, there they were again with a lap to go. So you want to mention Landon Preachy too and Ian Turk,
Yeah.
Division Five stars, but it doesn't really matter what division. They're stars.
And then you throw in Benjamin Bowie as well from Crystal Springs. He's in Division Five.
Correct.
He had a great
Jim
season also.
Bowie, he ran a 404 1600 at the state meet.
Yeah.
And also had outstanding cross country career. Is going to go to Harvard next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those two guys, are memorable. And then you have another kid that's not from your section, but across the bay section, Santa Cruz. Eli Fichtenjung made it to NXN 2 years in a row. And did he set the Crystal Springs record, right?
That was there when he did that for at the CCS Championship. That was actually the record fell twice that day.
Because Landon beat it earlier in the day or
I
something.
think so. Yeah. And then he got it again. It was amazing.
Yeah, Landon's a
Actually,
dude.
there were three guys I think that day that beat it, because I think Benjamin Bowie also beat it that
Oh,
day.
okay. Yeah. We had Coach Kawana on last week, and he was saying, what's unique about that course? It's the same course.
Yeah.
You know, and I ran at Mount SAC as a high school boy, and it's not the same course. They've changed
Yeah.
it radically this year. But even before that, there's just things just happen. Things get built and you have to go around it. And yeah, so they've altered a little bit. So it's not the
The
same.
hill is gone, right?
They have a lot of hills. There are three monster hills. They got rid of one of them. They have two hills now. Yeah, they did got rid of the big steep hill. The second, well, they're both. Well, there's so many steep hills. The second steep hill, yeah. And then another guy I want to talk about is Broen Holman of Sonora. He has been a really studly runner for a long time.
I wasn't at a lot of meets with Broen. So Sonora competes, I think,
Yeah,
in the
Joaquin,
San
right?
Joaquin section.
Yeah.
So I didn't get a chance to see him a ton.
But he's been like, he went to Foot Locker a couple times. He's,
Yeah.
you know, I saw him at the state meet as a freshman. Another person I saw as a freshman, he wasn't in the, he was like maybe their third or fourth man. Then he became a superstar his sophomore year as Evan Noonan of Dana Hills.
Yeah, he's been at the top of everything as whenever he's been fit to run.
Yeah, he won the division three race in cross country 3 years in a row. He won the state meet in the 3200 as a junior. Sadly, was ill at the state meet a couple weeks ago and couldn't defend his title, which he would have done. I mean, he just like
He's been
I
having a great
watched him.
season.
Yeah, I watched him race against Ian Turk the week before, and it was not a problem. You know,
Yeah.
person who won it. I did this thing where I do this crazy thing on Labor Day weekend. It's really crazy. I go down to see Cool Breeze, which is in Pomona, state, not state fair, but city, the county fair of Los Angeles. And then I'm like, well, it's not until the evening. There's got to be a morning race. And there's one in Santa Barbara. And so I go all the way out to Santa Barbara. And the last couple of years, the last 3 years, I've seen Trey Caldwell and gotten to know him. He has small meet, so you get to know him. I take his pictures, I give him a sticker, you know, and so. Became a Trey Caldwell fan because of the Gaucho Invitational in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, we've seen a lot. He's in NCS. He's out of De La Salle, so I've seen him quite a few times. He's really great. Always has a smile. If you've been around the meets, he recognizes people. He's got a huge Instagram following.
Really? Okay. I didn't
Yeah.
know that.
And he's out to Colorado next year.
Correct. He's out of Colorado. He was going to go to Tennessee, but his coach moved to Colorado, so he followed him.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. You said you have a couple other names you want to mention, the boys.
Yeah, there's the two UCLA bound seniors, Aaron Sagiraju from Doherty Valley and Aiden Stephanopoulos from Los Gatos. We saw them. They're always at the top of these races. That CCS group that was like Landon Petrie, Eli Fichtenjung, Benjamin Bowie also includes Miles Cook from Sacred Heart Cathedral, Yosef Berhan from Piedmont Hills. I mean and Aiden Stephanopoulos. That group was just like absolutely stacked for a single league. It was amazing.
It is very stacked. Yeah, Yosef Berhan really had a great track season.
Yeah,
And
that was absolutely incredible.
yeah, he had a fantastic track season.
And
Well,
actually, all of these guys, I mean, most of these people we're talking about, they're all sub 9, 3,200 runners, which is just, that kind of blows my mind.
yeah. So we probably forgot to mention certain seniors. We apologize. We just try to get as many as we could. We want to wish them well. Many of them probably have already graduated. Our high school had our graduation last Thursday. Do you know when Newark Memorial had their graduation?
They've been out for almost like 2 weeks now.
Yeah, some schools. I was trying to explain that to my students. we watched something called CNN 10, where we learn about current events. And right before Memorial Day, the guy said, "Goodbye. We'll see you in 10 weeks." And it's like May. And I explained to my class, I go, when I go on vacation, the reader boards in other parts of the Western United States says, "Welcome back August 3rd or August 10th." And so kids get out in May, like Memorial Day weekends.
I think wrapping back to your summer workouts thing, a lot of the kids will go back to school in the first couple weeks of August. It's really kind of a short throw, through June and July before
Yeah,
kids
so we
actually
got to get
start going back
rolling
to
here.
school.
Can I do a couple shout outs for summer practices? Here we go.
Right.
So I'm going to say, I'm looking at the list of our people we've talked about. It's pretty darn cool. So Landon Pretree invited me to his practice. So I went to Crystal Springs and took pictures of Menlo Park, Menlo Schools. Sorry, not Menlo Park, Menlo
Okay.
Schools. Who else invited me on this list? I went to Crater's practice, talked to Josiah. Maybe Tavon was on vacation that week. I went to Summit's practice when Hayden was like Boaz was maybe a sophomore. I went to Franklin's practice when Zafer and Brennan were probably a youngster. I went to Dylan's practice of Sherwood. I went to Emma Bennett's practice at Jesuit last summer. I saw her. I saw Sophia Malinowski at Lincoln. I saw Victoria and Owen Powell at Mercer Island last summer. Vincent Recupio, I went to his practice, but he was on a fantastic vacation with his family. I missed Vince, but I saw his team. So I'm doing these little shout outs here of schools that I got to see. I got to meet the kids at their practices, which is a, you get to see them at a different moment, and you see them at the meets later on, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I got to know a lot of the teams in my league just by running around and doing practices. And for everyone who's thinking about it, we're there for a bit. I know sometimes your practices are a little long, but even if we're there for a little bit to take pictures of everybody, it gets to be you and your teammates. And if you are doing a workout that day, it's pretty cool because we get to see you in action. But otherwise, just seeing you smiling and having fun with your teammates, it's something that we all enjoy.
Yeah, so I'll post that on our Instagram account so you can see it again and then put the dates and then we'll start reaching out and trying to figure out. Sometimes I'll look at it and go, gosh, Friday, gosh, can you, is there any way you can meet on a Saturday morning? Because I'm, and then some teams will do kind of a extra practice for us, which I really appreciate because it's, we do not live near some of these places. And so it does require us a little flexibility, but.
But I'll say Fridays, like just if you guys are listening, Fridays, if you're in the Bay Area, I can get to a lot of places. So Fridays and Saturday mornings
Fun
are pretty
Fridays.
good.
Yeah. Yes. Right. All right, Todd, I appreciate it. And we will talk to you soon. And we'll look forward to seeing some of your practices that you go to this summer. And
Yep. And by the way, even if you don't have someone who would be on this list, it's just call, have us come out. It's just good fun. Yeah.
I've gone to all different levels of teams. And it's great to showcase all kids. So don't feel intimidated, like, well, I would sign up because, but you've seen Crater and you've seen Mercer Island and yeah, but I've seen other schools that are, they're just doing their best and trying to get better. And it's fun to watch that. So.
Yeah, and a shout out to everybody, especially the seniors who were people who set especially school records this year. I think speed inflation is a thing, but some of you guys really broke your school records. So congratulations to all of you.
All right, congratulations. Happy summer, Todd, and we'll talk to you soon.
Later, Ken.
Well, we want to give a special thanks to our friend Todd Takubu, who came on today to talk about some of his memorable moments with our fantastic class of 2025. I really want to thank Todd also. He's been a great friend to this YouTube episode and our podcast. He's come on numerous times. He was our first guest, the first three or four times we did it back in November into December. And he's fantastic. And if you've ever been at a meet where he's at, he's super awesome, takes tons of pictures and posts them. And kids from all different events and levels can get those photos. We did talk about the fact that we'd like to come to your summer practices. So look for that in our bio on our Instagram account at West Coast XC. And you can fill that out there. We'll put on the story too. And please sign up. And then we got to start mapping out our summer and reaching out to teams and figure out what will work and if we can possibly go to your practice. We can't get to all of them. We hope to get to as many as we can. So please fill that out. Until our next time we talk, always remember the West Coast is the best coast. We'll see you next time.